WONY Oneonta. We play all the hits from all the genres. Don't forget to keep it locked.
Green light. Hey, girl. School zone. I'm getting hungry. Car changing lanes. You want to meet me for pizza? Stop sign. Intersection clear. Yeah, street. Pizza sounds good. Ball in street? Girl in street!
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text. Stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hello, everyone. You're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. To start off the week on October 16th, the Harry Potter Club is hosting a Welcome to Hogwarts event where there will be free food and activities. The event begins at 6 p.m. in the Waterfront Room in Hunt Union. On Tuesday, October 17th, the Resident Student Organization is hosting a viewing of Brothers of the Blacklist at 4:30 p.m. in the Freedom Room in Lee Hall. Free food and lead credit is offered. On Wednesday, October 18th, Making Sense is hosting an event simulating real-world challenges students may face after graduation, and it is intended to help students begin to plan and think practically about living independently. This event is taking place in Morris Conference Center from 2 to 7 p.m. To pre-register or for more information, please see the Making Sense website. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week and keep it locked.
Hi, everyone. Happy Monday. What is on the agenda? Trade deadline's done. So we have some debuts to talk about. NFL season's over. Kendrick Super Bowl performance. There's one more thing I'm forgetting about. I have a list. I have a list is coming back. And yeah, whatever I think about.
Go!
Okay. I was checking out the instrumentals for a little bit because I didn't like the lo-fi. Or at least I'm not messing with the lo-fi right now. Yeah, so we have a lot of debuts to get to. Where do I want to start? Anthony Davis. How do I want to start this? I don't have any. I'm not going off any notes right now, so you know, bear with me. Anthony Davis is really good, and Saturday he played like that. He really wanted to be in Dallas, but that point I'll get to. But yeah, Anthony Davis is really good. Honestly, it was just like they kind of just threw him out there and said, you know, just go put the ball in the hoop, and we'll work out the details after. One thing that I did see that was really cool is Gafford screening for AD, and then AD got a switch, and then he hit Sengun with like a nasty step back three. But yeah, now I know why AD wants to play power forward. It's because they can't really guard him, and to be fair, centers can't really guard him, and like any like slow footed center like a Sengun isn't guarding him. But if you don't have like a real power forward, then it's tough because the Rockets don't have a real power forward. And so he was just posting up Amen Thompson and Tari Eason and Dylan Brooks and whatever switches they were getting to. And like I said before, centers can't really guard him, especially Sengun. So yeah, he had like 30 points, 20 rebounds. That's what it looked like at least. And then he played really great. Sadly, he got hurt. Hopefully, he'll be back in like 2-3 weeks. But I hope it's not too long because the Mavericks look really good. And I will say, I see the vision that Nico Harrison had. I don't agree with the vision, but I see it. Because the Mavericks look really good. Like, especially defensively. Like, they have a lot of size. Offense, it could get a little rough. Especially in, like... I mean, the non-Kyrie minutes were pretty good against the Rockets. But the Rockets kind of been, like, slipping. But a bit of both. So, like, the non-Kyrie minutes are really key. Especially now with no AD. But I'm talking about with AD. Offensively, though, they're going to have to rely a lot on PJ Washington and Max Christie, who's been playing great. Just like those guys to beat people off the dribble. Spencer Dinwiddie played really good, and he's just going to have to be way more aggressive. Just, like, score the ball. Like, the playmaking stuff just hit the open man, but they're going to need him to score the ball. And, again, did that on Saturday. But, yeah, no AD. So, don't know how things go from there. They just got to survive maybe, like, 2 more games, and then we'll see what happens after the All-Star break. Because Anthony Davis said he, you know, it was nothing serious, and then they just ruled him out for 3 weeks. So I definitely feel like they're being really cautious. Yeah, but honestly, they're not even really playing for now. They're playing for April, and I do think they're gonna be a tough team to beat in April. But yeah, but back on the AD Luka trade for just one more minute. The more I think about it, and I think I said this last week, yeah, there's no way that just no one knew about this trade. Because, and specifically from the Anthony Davis point, I'm convinced that he knew that he was getting traded to the Mavericks like 10, 15 minutes before it actually happened. Because he was really quick. And I think I said this last week. So, but again, he was really quick to do a lot of things, and he seems happy. He seems like he was cheesing in Dallas. I'm just saying, are we sure that Anthony Davis just didn't want to change the scenery? Because, I mean, he did the whole center thing. He was talking to Shams about how he didn't want to be in, that's not what he said, about how he wanted a center, and then he got traded like 2 weeks after that. So, I'm not going to be surprised if there's like a little friction between the front office and Anthony Davis. But hey, who knows? But that's what I'm going with from now on. Staying in the West, Jimmy Butler. His debut was fun. Yeah. I'm going to be watching way more Warriors games now because they're just way more entertaining and exciting when they have, you know, a player who can, like, dribble the ball outside of, like, Steph Curry, which that's even been a little wishy-washy as of late. But yeah, Butler, again, kind of just seemed like he didn't know what he was doing, and Steve Kerr and Butler even said it after the game. They just, like, Butler only knew three plays, and they just threw him out there and just, like, you know, just get open and hit some jump shots, and that's what he did. He got to the line. I think he scored, 25 points on, like, 12 shots. It was just Barron head first to the rim a lot, and it worked. Warriors have been missing that because, again, the only player who can, like, really score off the dribble is, like, Steph Curry, and again, you know. So that was great. I'm really excited to see just Steph and Jimmy Butler just, you know, screen for each other. Honestly, just put those two in the same play all the time. Because, I mean, it's kind of tough to just say to a defense, hey, go guard our two best offensive players at the same time. I dare you. That's why pick and rolls with, like, you know, LeBron and AD, JB and Causey Towns, and any pick and roll with two good players usually ends up working. And I think that's going to be no exception. Steph Curry played great. Benefited off, you know, the Jimmy Butler thing that I mentioned, like, twice. He was hitting a lot of threes against the Bulls. Had, like, 1,000 points in the third quarter. Am I buying Warriors stock? I don't know if I'm buying Warriors stock, but I'll just keep it in my bookmarks for now. I need to see a couple more games, but I think the vibes are high, and vibes are definitely high in Golden State. And it's kind of been like the reoccurring theme when Jimmy Butler gets traded, like, vibes are really high for a little bit, which is kind of alluding to something I'm going to talk about in a little bit. Wink, wink, wink. But yes, Jimmy Butler was great. It's going to be fun because they kind of need him to be the best version of himself, which is playing great defense, getting to the rim. There was some defensive miscommunications, but that's going to get worked out with practice and coaching. Yeah, it's going to be fun. Steve Kerr talked about Jimmy Butler and Gary Payton playing together because, you know, they both can't really shoot threes that well. Because that's probably going to be the best lineup. Like, the Steph, Jimmy, Draymond. I like Gary Payton. And maybe, like, Quentin Post has been getting a lot of minutes lately. I guess you throw in Buddy Hield for some real shooting. I don't know. They can throw in a lot of lineups. Was there another debut I was going to talk about? Anthony Davis, Jimmy Butler. Oh, well, Luka's debut is today against the Jazz. So that should be fun watching, you know, the Lakers score like 40 points every quarter. But yeah, Luka's going to be fun. So excited for, like, the Luka and LeBron pick and roll. Yeah. Speaking on the Lakers, you know how I was buying stock? I was really prepared to come on here and say, like, the Lakers were just going to be amazing. But, yeah, no more Mark Williams. Kind of sad. But no Mark Williams. Because the Hornets have kind of just been trading injured players, which is, again, something I'll get to in a little bit. But I think the Lakers are going to get by. Jackson Hayes is good at the big man duties, which is, you know, roll to the rim, protect the hoop, dunk. So he's going to try his best. But yeah, the Lakers are definitely going to try to do small ball. Just Jared Vanderbilt is going to really have to play a lot of center. And then, you know, we'll see what happens with the Luka, LeBron, Luka, LeBron, Reeves, Jared Vanderbilt, and then Dorian Finney-Smith. I don't know. J.J. Redick is going to cook up something. But, yeah. Am I talking about anything else? I'm trying to think. Oh, All-Stars. Glad Kyrie and, what's his name? Kyrie and Trae Young made it. Me and Adam Silver are locked in.
It when nobody's home. Home.
Shade, and that's just how I feel. Now, now, $8 might up in them projects with them. Cause pick your pockets, Santa Claus don't miss them stockings. Liquor spilling, just popping, baking soda, Yola whipping. Ain't no turkey on Thanksgiving. My homeboy just, I just hope the Lord forgive him. Pots with residue, every day I'm hustling. What else is a thug to do when you eat cheese from the government? Gotta put five for my dog and them, get the fuck up out my way. Got that drum and I got them bands, just like a parade. Drop that work up in the bushes, hope them boys don't see my stash. If they do, tell the truth, this the last time you might see my. From the gardens where the grass ain't cut, them serpents lurking blood. Just selling selling drugs, but it's all good. Broken promises, still your watch and tell you what time it is. Take your J's and tell you to kick it where a falaka is. In the streets with a heater under my dungarees. Dreams of me getting shaded under a money tree.
They call them Halle Berry or Hallelujah. Pick your poison, tell me what you do. Everybody go respect the shooter, but the one in front of it lives forever.
The one in front of the forever.
And I've been hustling all day, this away, that away, through canals and alleyways, just to say, money trees is the perfect place for shade, and that's just how I feel.
Good.
Too many M's to make, too many rules to break, too many fighting that case. I gotta find my way. Gotta need new shoes. If I lose, she lose, and I ain't get used to losses. Days like this, I wish all my locs was unchained. I mastered the rap game, I mastered the game. Still, I feel like that I'm godlike on these long flights. Some left behind, it don't feel right. Can't write the script when it's real life. Rich still dodging that bus right. From the west side, where don't slide, we on trip time. Seen the field and they lie. Can't be serious with no rappers. Stay down and what happened? Got my daughter that mansion. Gave my mother that million. Sold my soul to my feelings. Can't go blind by these women.
Too many M's to make. Too many rules to break. Too many fighting that case. I gotta find my way. Gotta need new shoes. If I lose, she lose. And I ain't get used to losses. I'm going off till I crash. Call the ops, I kid you not, see we gon' crash. My thoughts is sick, I don't have no sense. Sometimes I crash. Pour up this 1942 and knock me on my. It knock me on my.
Gotta hit the golf course to get a peace of mind. Family, friends want a peace of mind. I can tell they all piecing up, and I can show them where peace resides. Since 8 years old, I knew I'd be rich, cause the college route, it wasn't about. Tried the honest route, but chose house slicks. Tried to lock me up, but can't catch this. Now every touchdown is on my X list, I'm on a fresh tip. Too much time, I'm living reckless. Now at that time, up on my left wrist. Little rappers ain't impressing. Your tax bracket ain't impressing. You buy a chain but won't buy no lamb. The hashtag should say desperate. I'm kicking game for these young. Cause when they'll me my daughter. All that I taught her. Way too blessed to be normal. Upper echelon where we stand at. So girl, be proud that your skin black. And be happy, girl, that your hair nap. Cause the school system won't teach that. Where your father been, you gon' reach that.
Too many M's to make. Too many rules to break. Too many fighting that case. I gotta find my way. Gotta need new shoes. If I lose, she lose. And I ain't get used to losses. I'm going off till I crash. Call the ops, I kid you not, see we gon' crash. My thoughts is sick, I don't have no sense. Sometimes I crash. Pour up this 1942, it knock me on my. It knock me on my.
Can't trust that bitch, no way, no way, no way, no. Got a young lick, I just turned 22 in Tyson Keiko. I got a little problem with telling the truth to her. She say I be too annoying. I push it all on her. I gotta buy the whole Chanel store. Bustin' these fits since a little boy. Hey, mix the J's with the double C, you know what I mean? I'm in a daze, all of this cash got me feel like I'm in a dream. You know I'm supreme, I got family ties like I'm K-Dot and Baby King. I got that know what I mean, tutor up and I'm on the team. No way, no way, no way, no way. I ain't never go behind your back, I gotta stand tall and tell you to your face. And I hold it close when I embrace it, I don't ever gotta chase it. I don't ever gotta talk, came from the
pavement. I was always granted favor. Got too many rich and meals to ever have time for a libby. Got too many plugs in the streets to ever walk around without a stick. Got too many to never have a little shorty on top of the. Got too many life experiences to ever stop popping my. Can't trust that. No way, no way, no way, no. Got a young lit. I just turned 22 and Tyson Keiko. I got a little problem with telling the truth to her. She say I be too annoying. I push it all on her. I gotta buy the whole Chanel store. Bustin' these fits since a little boy. Hey, been bustin' these fits since a little boy. I'm a big dog, ain't a little boy. I know you hear me, little boy. But you can't see me, little. Why Keisha don't do me no justice? I need red. That don't do me no justice if she don't give. That don't do me no justice if she don't find bread. I got in a bay that be on a 49 with the mother. I got that's on the 4 yard, went 4 times on his 5th time. Ever seen a snake turn to a rat? Like, lit nine. Got a Rolls Royce with a thick back, and I got a thick spine. Put a green beam on a look. Best believe I'ma get mine. That. No way, no way, no way, no. Got a young lit. I just turned 22 and Tyson Keiko. I got a little problem with telling the truth to her. She say I be too annoying. I push it all on her. I gotta buy the whole Chanel store. Bustin' these fits since a little boy. Hey, been bustin' these fits since a little boy. I'm a big dog and a little boy. I know you hear me, little boy. But you can't see me, little
Roddy.
Okay, that was Roddy Rich, No Way. Okay, Young Buck Report. I don't think it's gonna be too long. This is just a little check-in before a little check-in after the trade deadline. Yeah, the Hornets seem like they're going deeper into a rebuild. Well, they tried to trade Mark Williams, didn't work out, but I don't think Mark Williams is in their future plans because I don't know what's going on in Charlotte, but their medical staff is definitely doing some weird things because I don't know how Mark Williams, he played like the last 15 games and he failed the physical. So I don't know about that. And then like the LaMelo ankle injury stuff. Then Brandon Miller missed a year. He's missing the rest of the year. And then like they traded, who was it? Caleb Martin? No, they traded Cody Martin. And he's hurt too. Like he has a hernia. You know what I mean? So I don't know what's going on with them. Are there any players that I want to talk about with them? No, never mind. On to the next one. The Detroit Pistons. Asar Thompson is like my comp for him. My comparison for him is always been like a mix of Aaron Gordon and Iguodala, and he really played like a mix of Iguodala and Aaron Gordon yesterday, which was fun. Like I seen him do a dribble handoff, and I'm like, oh. Thank you. Lean into the Aaron Gordon power forward way. That's how he's going to be really good. But yes, he's really aggressive. Offensive rebounding is always still a thing. Defensively is one of the best defenders in the league. Yeah, one of the best defenders in the league. He just, you know, it takes like 2 years for the media to catch on. And then, yeah, he's just been great. Doing a much better job of just like cutting on time because he can't really shoot, but that's okay if you can cut sometimes. But yeah, he did a great job of cutting into open space, and like the finishing has always been really good. Yeah, it's just putting himself in good scenarios. Don't just spot up because then they're not gonna guard you. It's just like always be on the move, and yeah. Well, he looked really good yesterday. Another player that looked really good yesterday was Jalen Duren. And he had like a double-double, 6 assists, made some nice passes. But the thing that really stuck out to me was after the game, when he went on this whole thing about he was kind of, well, I can't say that. He was kind of not doing good enough, if you know what I mean. And yeah, he was like, yeah, accountability and all that stuff, which is great to hear from him because he really has all the tools. But it's just one day he's, you know, double double machine passing all that stuff, and the other day he's, you know, fouling out in like 20 minutes. But it's been great to see a change in him. He's just, yo, to quote, he was like, yeah, I stopped playing soft. And yeah, and JB Bickerstaff has been letting him play make. He's been bringing up the ball up the floor. He's been hitting people on, like, he's been hitting people from the elbow, hitting Asar Thompson on cuts, hitting Asar Thompson on alley-oops. Yeah, man. You know, it makes me happy. Because, like, the Pistons of Ed, I think they're next up. The next up for sure. Other teams, briefly. Oh, the Portland Trailblazers. I think I talked about Scoot last week, and he's still been doing Scoot things. But yeah, him and Shaedon Sharpe off the bench has just been great. They've had multiple games like double digit points. Scoot Henderson, I talked about, like, his percentages going up, like just making better decisions and not turning the ball over. Hitting his threes, which is a really big thing for him, and being much better defensively. The coach, Chauncey Billups, was saying how he was challenging him, being like, you need to play better on defense. And like he showed like Scoot Henderson film, and Scoot was like, oh, I could do much better than this. And it was a whole article I was reading. But yes, Scoot Henderson. And then defense, Tomani Kamara, great defender. He's in like the same boat as Asar Thompson, where it's like, you know, the media just got to catch on. But he's one of the best defenders in the league. And yeah, the Blazers are 8-2 in their last 10. Yeah. 8-2 in their last 10. They're ruining the tank. But that's okay. And then the Bulls, they're trying to tank. They did some nasty tanking against Golden State, where like Steph scored the 30 points. But they wanted to lose that game. But the moral of the story is, Matas Buzelis is really good. Yeah. Which, maybe I'll apologize, because I wasn't too high on him out the draft. But he looks really good. Just, like, beating guys off the dribble. Like, there were some real plays, like, in the last week that I'm like, oh, I didn't know he had this. Because his spacing's been nice. He's playing with, like, three guards a lot of the time. And like Vucevic, who can like space out, who can space the floor at least sometimes. And like defensively, he was playing with a lot of energy when he wasn't getting minutes, so that's carried on. And yeah, hopefully the Bulls found the cornerstone, because I don't know if Patrick Williams is the cornerstone right now. I think he's one of those change of scenery guys. Excuse me. Yeah, I think that is... that is the Young Buck report. When I come back, I have some important things to talk about. Just think, I'll leave you guys with a hint. Think Jimmy Butler. Think KD. Yeah.
maybe mess up just a little. Baby, you know my line. If you don't trust them a little, then come right back, girl, come right back. Give me one chance just a little. Baby, I'll treat you right. And I love you like I should have loved you all the time. Girl, I remember when I held you.
To play pretend, try not to see the end, but I couldn't see you the way you saw me. Now I can feel the waste on me. I try my best to be worth all your while. You just gotta let me go as I'm trying to let go of you.
All right, that was Steve Lacy. Helmet. Okay, let's get to it. This has been in the works for like a month, 2 months. I don't know, sometime over break. That is too loud. Okay, sometime over break. But yes, so on this, I have a list. It's more of a story. So, you know, sit back, relax, bear with me for a second. I gotta give you the rundown, actually. But, yeah. I was thinking about players. Now we've seen all these player movements and, you know, De'Aaron Fox gets traded and DeAndre Hunter got traded, Wiggins got traded, and a bunch of stars. And I don't know why I said DeAndre Hunter, but, you know, guys get traded all the time. So I was thinking, who are, like, the players that just... It always ends on bad terms. Just, like, they're, like, a flight risk or... Because if you sign him, I mean, it could work out, but he could be gone in 3 years. Or he might end up just, you know... Long story short, the fans won't like him when he leaves. If you get my drift. I hope that was... When you see the names, you get what I'm saying. One of the biggest flight risk, aka teams don't like him in the league, is James Harden. So here's where the story comes in. After 8 years in Houston, one day James Harden was like, you know what? I just don't think I'm going to win here. Because fast forward back to 2021, he's been there for a while. Westbrook gone, traded for John Wall, coming off an Achilles. So that was kind of like, oh, are the Rockets rebuilding? Mike D'Antoni gone. One is looking a different direction, hire more of a developmental coach in, I'm not going to say his name, but you can search him up. But I'm not going to say his name because I don't like him. But what is this instrumental? Oh. This is like the worst instrumental I've ever heard. Okay. As I was saying, yeah, the Rockets, they're a mess. Look like they're rebuilding. So James Harden won in the middle of September. It was like, I want to leave. I'm done here. Trade me. The Rockets were like, no, we're not trading you. And then he plays good for a couple games, doesn't. Then, you know, there was a whole, is he wearing a fat suit thing and blah, blah, blah. So then Rockets finally trade him. Oh, I forgot to mention Daryl Morey left too. Harden didn't really have anyone. Blah, blah, blah. So yeah, he requested a trade. Ultimately gets traded to Brooklyn. Having a great time in Brooklyn. There's some injury things, but when they were on the court, they were really good offensively. Everything's going great. Then there was a plan for all three of the stars, Durant, Kyrie, to go sign an extension. KD was like, hey, I like being in Brooklyn. I'm going to sign this extension. Boom. Kyrie's like, no, I'm not signing an extension. Wait. See, am I misremembering? Am I misremembering? No, I'm not. I'm okay. Yeah. He was like, yeah, I'm not signing an extension. So then he kind of just like told the front office, like, yeah, I'm not signing an extension. Because Kyrie is doing this thing with the vaccine, and I don't want to be a part of that. So, I'm not signing an extension. I'm not requesting a trade either. So, you do that information as you will. So then, yeah. One trade deadline, he gets traded. So, then he becomes a Philadelphia 76er, gets traded for Ben Simmons. And then, yeah, he's in Philly playing with Joel Embiid, Doc Rivers, doing the whole pick and roll thing. And then everything's going great up until the playoffs was around. And James Harden, if I remember, was he playing that great? No, he was not playing that great. Boston was laying the smackdown and Philly blew it, actually, now that I'm remembering it. So, yeah, James Harden is like, he gets to his contract extension, and this is where things become a little iffy. Because, you know, Daryl Morey, that guy, his best friend, he was like, oh, last offseason, I kind of skipped over this, was like, oh, we need, if you take a pay cut this year, we're going to pay you the max next year. And then it got to, you know, the time where he was supposed to pay the max. And then Daryl Morey was like, nah, yeah, no, we're not going to pay you. So then James Harden was like, oh. So then he requested a trade again, accepts the player option. There was this whole thing with the Clippers. And then fast forward to the Clippers. Here we are. Yeah, so if you're keeping count, that's definitely three strikes. That's definitely three trade requests. The Houston, the Brooklyn, the Philly. So he's on this list. Kyrie Irving. Yes. Now let me speed run this a little bit. Cleveland doesn't want to play with LeBron anymore. Wants a bigger role. I don't know. The trade request thing is a little blurry. It's been a while. But yes, because of the trade, get straight to Boston. Things are going pretty good in Boston. There's a lot of like chemistry stuff with the roles, because Jaylen Brown's third overall pick. Gordon Hayward is getting more minutes than him. Blah blah blah. He's thinking that there's a Brad Stevens likes Gordon Hayward, the whole thing. So you can read about it. Yeah. But even though Kyrie's like, you know what, I want to stay here, I'm going to resign. That's what he told the fans in TD Garden at some event. He's like, if you have me here, I want to resign. And then he's a free agent, so then he just goes to Brooklyn. So that he's in Brooklyn playing with his friend KD. Everything's going great. Until like the vaccine stuff, which I'm not going to get into. And then there's a whole mandates thing with... This is loud. There was a whole mandates thing with Joe Tsai, the owner. So then he, what did he do? So yeah, there was a thing. He was taking his PTO at his sister's birthday, and that's the whole thing. So then fast forward another year, the Nets are like, yeah, we're not giving you a contract extension. No, we don't want to give you that. So then Kyrie is like, okay, well, I don't want to be here anymore. So then he gets traded. And here he is. He's in he's in Dallas. Everything's going well. There's been a few surprise trades, but everything's going well. So that's the Cleveland thing. That's the Boston thing. That's the Brooklyn thing. That's three strikes. So he's on the list. Kevin Durant. We've mentioned him a couple times. This is a fun one. He's in Oklahoma. Things are going great. Then things weren't going great in 2016. They blow a 3-1 lead. Things weren't going that well. And then what else happened? July 4th, he's like, you know what? I don't want to be here anymore. I want to go to where it's warm, where, you know, I can play some free-flowing offense with Stephen Curry and Draymond and Clay and Hall of Fame coach Steve Kerr. I don't want to be in Golden State anymore. I don't want to be in Oklahoma City anymore. So then he leaves. And that was a very popular decision. If you were around in 2016, he is still praised for that decision to this day. So he's in Golden State. Things go great. A lot of wins, a lot of playoff wins, some championships, finals MVPs. Everything's going great. The only thing is, him and Draymond are kind of like not too nice to each other. There's some things in the locker room. There's some things on the court. They get into some arguments. Yeah. So then free agency rolls around. Oh, a side note. He tears his Achilles after the whole calf. No, after the whole leg thing. Yeah, calf thing. He was like, okay, I'll just play, whatever. And then he tears his Achilles. That's kind of important. He gets a free agency, and he was like, you know what? I want a new challenge. I don't want to be in Golden State anymore. It's toxic over there. I don't like how the GM handled things. I don't like how Steve Kerr handled things. Draymond's annoying. I want to go to Brooklyn, New York City, with my best friend Kyrie. Yes, Kyrie, he's returned. So everything's going great. I'm in Brooklyn. off a year, came back, things are going great. They get booted by Boston. And then, yeah, they're trying some things. They trade for James Harden. Things are going great again. They're winning some games. There's some injuries. James Harden gets hurt. Kyrie gets hurt. So then we get to the contract extension. I mentioned KD was like, oh, we're here for the long run. This team's great. Everything's going great. So I'm going to sign this extension. Nobody else signs that extension. James Harden requests a trade, goes to Philly. Then Kyrie requests a trade, goes to Brooklyn. So one night, he's just like, you know what? I don't want to be here anymore. I want to go to Phoenix. Wait. I forgot something. This is not the first time KD has requested a trade in Brooklyn. Because if you fast forward back a year, started free agency, he was like, I don't want to be here anymore. And then the Nets were like, no, you're going to play for the Brooklyn Nets next year because you signed an extension. And KD is like, you know what, fine, Kyrie's here, all right, whatever. That's important to the story. So then he requests a trade, gets traded to Phoenix, and here we are. Now, there could be another chapter added to his, you know, let's leave trade request story, because the Suns were definitely trading him, or the Suns were definitely trying to trade him so much that he had to say, I didn't want to go back to Golden State because of the whole thing I just mentioned. So yeah, that was the Golden State, that was the KD thing. Here we are, that's three strikes, that's Oklahoma, Golden State, a requested a trade twice out of Brooklyn, and then the Suns thing, which is a TBD. Yeah, so Kevin Durant, who's next? Kevin Durant, Jimmy Butler. Hold on, I'll be back, but remember, we're up to Jimmy Butler. If you want to think about it, you can think about it for a couple seconds. Back to our story. We are at Jimmy Butler. Trade request. Okay, Jimmy Butler is in Chicago. Then he kind of just gets traded on draft night. I don't really think he just didn't want to be there. Yeah, he was just gone. They traded him to Minnesota. Yeah, that's it. That's all I got for that. Then he gets to Minnesota. Vibes are high. Gets him to the playoffs, miss some time, but he gets him to the playoffs, which is very important. And then, yeah, things are great until they get to the offseason, because then they had to extend their best young player, Karl Anthony Towns. They had to extend him. And then Jimmy Butler was like, oh, well, I want to get extended. I'm a pretty good player. I just got y'all to the playoffs for the first time. And like, since who knows who's president? George Bush was president. So he's thinking, okay, that's a little disrespectful. I want my money. And the Timberwolves are like, no. Which is Thomas Thibodeau is the GM. So that's an interesting thing. So yes, he's in Minnesota. Has a very uneventful trade request. There might have been some practice involved. Might have been some third stringers, some Jeff Teague, all that stuff. But eventually, he gets his wish. He gets traded to Philly. Then again, vibes are high. He's hitting game winners. They make it to the playoffs, hitting more game winners, but then they hit the roadblock, which is, in this case, Kawhi Leonard. And then they lose. But rewinding, things weren't always great in Philly. There was some things with Brett Brown, the coach, wasn't really messing with him. And they also traded for Tobias Harris in the middle of the year, which plays a part. So, yeah. Then there was some like weird things in the playoffs where Ben Simmons had the ball and Jimmy Butler was playing a lot of off ball. And then they gave him the ball in the playoffs, and that was weird. He didn't like how it happened. So it was just some weird energy. So, yes, back to the playoffs. They lose. He's thinking, like, do I really want to come back here? I don't know. And then in the offseason, they're kind of like, we don't want Jimmy here. We kind of prefer Brett Brown, and we're already paying Tobias Harris. So, Jimmy, there's really not any space for you. So we're going to trade you to Miami. So we get to Miami. And again, the reoccurring theme in the Jimmy Butler story. The vibes are high. They're winning playoffs, making it to the finals. The Heat are great. Oh, yeah.